Hey there, nursing community. This is your boy, Andrew, coming at you with a little addendum before this podcast. After we were done recording, Ben felt like he was being too aggressive and the information he was sharing, it felt like he wasn't being nice enough. So he wanted me to re-listen to it. So it took a week and now I am listening to it and I totally disagree. All of the excitement and energy that he is sharing in this podcast truly comes from his passion for this CRNA school journey. He's so excited about it. We're both so stoked to be going to school, but we're also so excited to be sharing with you how you can get into school. So if you feel like he's really laying down the law, that's what it is. So we hope that you enjoy this episode and find it useful. Also, if you want to be involved in the Two Male Nurses community, feel free to give us a follow on Instagram at @twomalenurses_podcast, where we post just a few posts relevant to our podcast that week or whatever is being out. And yeah, or you can email us in the email in the description. Enjoy. Hey there, nursing community. We're back with season 3, episode 2 of Two Male Nurses.
Two male nurses. We're coming at you, two male nurses. We're going to tell you, Y-O-U, how you can get into CRNA school on your first try.
We're bringing the nuts and bolts.
We're bringing you the meat and taters
of CRNA school application.
Stay tuned.
And we're back, and we're going to be talking about how you can get into CRNA school on your first try.
And we're going to be bringing you the CRNA school on your first try in 3 easy steps, or your money back guaranteed.
With like the infomercials,
yeah,
right?
CRNA school in 3 easy steps.
That's what we're bringing you today. How to get into CRNA school
in 3 easy steps.
No money back guarantees, truly. But yeah, we really hope that you guys enjoy this one because we've talked about our experience and we're going to bring from what we learned from our application cycle this previous year about how you can do it, how you can be competitive and feel really, really good about getting in this application cycle.
3 easy steps, baby. I think that when you look and you look online, there's tons of information. There's tons of opinions. There's tons of random guys out there telling you the best way to do things. And we're not going to take away from that. I think everybody's got their own journey. Everybody's got their own way of doing things. You know, there's all kinds of fascinating and even inspiring stories about people doing this. This is just for us. This is how we broke it down using our experience combined with the things that we researched.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, well, we're not going to be telling you like, hey, you have to score this on the GRE or get this GPA.
This is
broad of how you can make a process out of this.
Exactly.
And just know kind of even like where you can be, how you can get there, and then ultimately executing it.
Perfect.
So we're going to start with step one of the 3 easy steps is know your goals, okay? You have to know what you want, what kind of school you want, even location, what type of program potentially that you would want, what clinical sites interest you, or what schools offer maybe a more advanced, regional anesthesia, part, or really focused on OB anesthesia, because you know that's what you want to go into. So you're going to be researching your schools and know ultimately where do you want to be when it comes to for your CRNA school.
Exactly.
Right?
I can't agree more with that. First step, know your goals. Everybody has different goals and you have to iron yours down to exactly what you want. I have some friends trying to get into school and their main goal is they want to stay in state. That's their goal. It doesn't matter which school as long as it's in their state. Right. And that's fine. Once you know that goal, then you can look at the state and make your plan, which is another step. But determining that is the first step. If your goal is, I want to get into a school, perfect. Now you have a very wide net.
Yeah.
You can look at schools anywhere, which was kind of for us.
Right. We were willing to go anywhere.
Anywhere.
Absolutely anywhere.
We were, our goal was, I think we were both hoping for a top 100 CRNA school.
Right.
And you can look that up online. You can look up all these schools online. The website we used is All CRNA Schools. We didn't pay for the spreadsheet. We just kind of did the work.
Right.
There's another one also called the COA. If you look up like the COA CRNA website, it's a great, great resource. You can pick for like GRE yes or no. You can pick out start dates. You can pick out whatever.
You can really put in all of like what you are and be like, oh, well, here's the schools you should apply to.
Here's the schools you should apply to. So that's a great website, COA. It's like COA, CRNACOA.com, something like that. But it's specifically letters COA related to anesthesia, and that will help you with this goal of which school is right for you.
Right.
And let's talk about the next one.
Dude, well, I was going to say, this first step, ultimately, is this like the most broad, like, hey, I know I want to go to school. This is what I need from the school and everything. But you also have to know from what you are as an applicant, can you go to this school?
And
are you even competitive?
And that is step two, knowing your lane. Okay, so step two, know your lane. I think the kids always stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, brah.
Stay in your lane.
Hey, stay in your lane, okay? It's, what did we say about one was? Know your goals. Number two, know your lane. And this is, at first you looked at what the school kind of has to offer, what the school has to offer you. Now, what do you have to offer to the school?
Right.
This is who you are.
Dude, and putting it into perspective, we remember one of our ICU friends, April, she was applying to your University of Cincinnati, right? And she said that they had like 500 plus applications coming in that cycle. And they had slots for 150 to 200 interviews. For like 40 seats. In my mind, that's competitive.
That's a competitive program.
I cannot imagine, you know, something being, you know, obviously I'm sure like med school is competitive and stuff, but this is a very competitive, you know, program potentially. Being like, hey, I don't stand out in any way. Actually, my GPA sucks, my GRE sucks. Like, dude, like, you know, you might need to be thinking of a different school or make yourself into that candidate.
Nice. I love that.
I fixed my GPA. I fixed my GRE score. Now I'm cruising in that lane.
Totally, right? Totally. And UC is itself is like a top 25 school in the United States, so it's going to be competitive. But knowing what kind of candidate you are, you want to have this mapped out to the number, to the digit. You want to have your GPA, your regular GPA, and your science GPA both to the decimal point. You know, you'll talk, especially I think that newer, and I don't want to say newer, but maybe like just starting out and looking at CRNA schools, you ask somebody what their GPA is, and they'll tell you, I think it's right around a 3.6. Oh, it's a 3.4, I think. If you ask anybody who's been doing this for 6-8 months, they're going to tell you, I can tell you right now, my science GPA is a 3.36. There was no questions asked. I knew exactly what it was. I knew exactly the schools that would look at me and the schools that wouldn't. And you'll see this advice online, and it's really, really, really solid, I think, is that knowing yourself as a candidate, you'll be able to weed through the schools where you're not and just give a solid application into the schools where you are.
Right.
All CRNAschools.com like preaches this, and I really like it, and I can give my personal deal with this. When Andrew and I were first applying to schools on nursing CAS, there was a top 10 school. And I didn't even realize it was a top 10 school. I just saw it like popped up.
Application cycle's open. Closing tomorrow. All
exactly. Right. It was literally closing the next week. I'm like, perfect. I'll throw in an application. I applied. Roughly 2 months later, I got a letter back saying, no, we can't give you an interview this time. It was no questions asked. There was no maybe. There was no apply next year. There was not even an alternates list. They just said strictly no. There was no chance of me getting into this school. It was a waste of $60 even to apply.
Yeah.
And again, I was brand new at it. This was a full year ago I was doing it. I looked at it. I was like, oh, cool. School's open. Threw it in. It turned out to be, it was a top 5 school. I think it was like Rush or something.
Right.
It was like, it was just no chance.
I'm just a little bit out of your lane.
And I'm not a Rush candidate. That's bottom line. Yeah, it was way out of my lane. It was like three states over. It was literally three states. It was Alaska. Yeah. I was Texas. I mean, it wasn't, you know. And so knowing that. Now, if, let's say, again, so going back to step one, know your goals. Now I'm in step two. Let's say my goal is Rush. I want to go to school to Rush. Now I can shape myself like Andrew was saying. Well, Rush really likes a 3.75 GPA. I'm going to have to retake some classes. And that's fine. I can take, it took me a year to do what I did. I could take another 6 months, take three science classes, and pull my GPA up. My GRE was fine. Now I have 3 years of ICU experience, and now I am a Rush candidate.
Right.
But without making those changes, I'm not. Right. And I could apply to Rush to 10 times in a row, and I would never get an interview.
Yeah.
There's just no question. There's plenty There's plenty of big boys out there who have the numbers to get into Rush.
And a lot of schools are very transparent about what their numbers are. We require a minimum GPA. We require a minimum GRE. And you can throw an application at them.
They'll take your money.
Dude, they will. Oh, they'll take the $60.
Let's see what you got. They have no problem taking your money. Yeah. They'll have no problem taking your money and no problem telling you no.
Yeah,
it's just bottom line. And so the second step is really, in my opinion, the most important one of knowing exactly who you are. Because that can influence step one. That can influence your goal of saying like, okay, this is my goal. I want to go to UC. And it's like, cool. You want to go to University of Cincinnati. You're going to need some pretty good numbers. So then you look at your numbers and it's like, it'll literally take me 3 years to get my GPA to that point with a GRE. I might have to relook at step number one. I'm going to have to rechange my goal maybe because I may never be a Rush candidate or a UC candidate. That's fine.
Yep.
But at least you know, and at least you don't spend 3 years applying to the same schools over and over.
Right.
The reason I'm saying this is because we have a friend of a friend. I'm not going to make it too personal. That their spouse has applied to the same school, the same two schools, 3 years in a row, and has gotten 3 years in a row of multiple rejections. It never gotten an interview.
Yeah, with no change in between all of those.
No change in between. All that this applicant has is an extra year. Every year she has an extra year of CVICU experience with no other changes.
Right.
And they're definitely, after speaking to this person, definitely some, I won't say knowledge deficit, but in their opinion, the score that she took of a GRE of 295 and a GPA of 3.2 is very solid. I think for some programs that would be solid. Maybe not anesthesia, but definitely not the programs that she's applying to.
Right.
And there's nothing against her. She's just not aware of her lane. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's not a UC student. I am not a Rush student. That's really the best way to put it.
Yeah, and this kind of circles back to like, hey, these are three steps to get in on your first try. Because we're not trying to say, hey, if you don't have the numbers, don't apply. Dude, throw them out there. Sometimes it happens. Maybe they'll just give you the interview and they'll absolutely love you for whatever reason and they'll accept you.
Totally, but absolutely.
You're not going to get your money back, right?
First time. If you want to do it, first try, no questions asked, whatever. Know your lane and know where to apply specifically. If you don't succeed on your first try, don't do skydiving or whatever, you know. And like, so that's like the classic dad joke of whatever, but I didn't actually apply to 10 schools, surprisingly. I applied to 12. I applied to a few more than Andrew, specifically because he got in to hit that school we talked about in the last episode. He got in really quick. I didn't even get an interview. So I right away broadened my net, looked at other options, and really focused on maximizing my chances of getting into a school in January so that we could go together.
Right. Absolutely.
By the grace of God, I got into the other school that we really wanted
yeah.
and stayed on track. But again, I will say this, I'm going to throw this out there, knowing your lane, when I revamped my whole thing, I didn't take any classes, I didn't change anything on my resume. All I did after I got that rejection from Rush, I looked and said, this totally makes sense. They're a top five school. I'm not a top five candidate. So I applied to schools right between top 25 and top 50. I applied to five schools. I got interviews at all five schools.
There you go.
I got an interview to every school I applied to between 25 and 50. So I am just not, I'm not a top five candidate. I'm a great top 50 candidate, but I'm not a top five candidate. So knowing that, knowing your lane, you want to talk about maximizing your chances of getting in on your first try. I mean, it's just boils down to knowing your lane.
Know your lane. Yeah. It's a super important step.
So anyways, know your lane, know exactly your GPA, know exactly the GRE number you want and need, and just be realistic with what kind of candidate you are. And again, not to harp on the same thing, but if you apply with the same resume over and over to the same school, you're probably going to get the same result.
Right.
And just being aware of that, knowing how to maximize, hey, if I even go one state over, there's a bunch of top 75 schools here that I'm a great candidate. I'm a great top 75 candidate.
Yep. You know, absolutely. And then also all it comes down to is like, hey, is it worth the sacrifice? Do you love this profession enough that it's worth to drop, even move your family somewhere else for just 3 years so that you can go back to wherever you were at before and have been able to go on to, you know, to the CRNA school?
That's step one. Yeah. Is your ultimate goal being a CRNA? That's just, that's step one. Yeah. So getting step one, you got step one, know your goals. Yeah. Step two, know your lane. That's know you yourself as a candidate. Tell them step three.
Step three is know your plan. You have to have a plan. If you don't have a plan when you're going to do something, ultimately you're going to fail, especially with something as technical, truthfully, as applying to CRNA school, where there's such, you know, there's deadlines, there's minimum scores, there's minimum experience, you know, hours needed, there's minimum, you know, paperwork that needs to be in, everything, right? You have to know your plan. And, you know, once you know that, that's what's going to lead all those goals into you getting into CRNA school, right? But for over our year, we didn't go down to a T of being like, by this month we're doing this, by this month we're doing this, but in like running it all down, but we're like, hey, we knew that we had a year before these application cycles opened. We can spend this much time on CCRM, we can spend this much time on GRE, and then we're gonna spend this much time on this class.
We both took the GRE before we wanted to. I think I can honestly say that. I was not like, I am fully ready, I'm walking in there, I'm gonna smoke this test. I just knew that I had to take it on this day, so I better be geared up. And I think you said the same thing of like, I would love another like couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, just to get over COVID a little more. Would be
Let me not be intubated, and then I'll take the GRE, right? So, but yeah, just knowing your plan. So now that you have your goals, you have your lane, you know what kind of candidate you are, you're gonna map out. We knew we need the GRE. Some schools you won't need the GRE, and that's fine. If that's your plan, I think Duke Anesthesia is a top 10 CRNA school. They don't need the GRE. They don't require it. Loma Linda in California doesn't require it. There's other schools that don't require it.
Yep.
Our buddy Dex got into a school down in Florida. They didn't require the GRE with no GRE.
Yep.
Now, historically, again, when you look at these no GRE schools, most of them, it's because they only accept 4.0 applicants.
They're top tier students, right? So they're like, don't even worry about the GRE. We already know what kind of student you are.
And again, if you applied to Duke Anesthesia, they'll take your money. If you don't have that 3.8 to 4.0, you're not going to get in.
Right.
Most likely. Right. However, they also don't need the GRE. So in that case, you're like, I want to be a Duke student. I'm just going to need a 3.8 to a 4.0 highly competitive GPA. And then I don't have to focus on the GRE. But that comes down to your plan.
Right.
Once you have the plan, then you can map it out and know exactly these numbers that you're going to need for GRE, GPA, you can plan out your volunteer experience, whatever you're going to volunteer with.
Right.
As far as that goes.
Yeah. And like knowing your plan, even like we had plans of how we were going to have all the light fixtures facing our faces for our interviews, right? Like, you remember we're like FaceTiming each other, adjusting this, like, well, turn this way, turn the brightness up here, turn your phone flashlight on. Oh, that looks terrible. Okay, we'll start over, right?
Right, exactly.
And so like, you know, we knew exactly how things were be going down, even for that down to that interview day, right?
Totally.
Like how we were going to get this accomplished.
I looked at videos of like how to take in studio profile photos, and one of the big things they talked about was having the camera higher up and looking down on you versus looking up at you. We were on a video call one time with one of the schools, and the poor gal had the phone underneath her chin, and it was like shooting up her nose the whole time. It was one of the least flattering angles I've ever seen. It was after that I went and looked at the videos, because like, man, I'm gonna look like that. Look like that if I'm not careful.
Right.
So when I did my interviews, I had my computer stacked on a stack of books, angled down, looking at me. But everything was planned. Everything was very planned, very controlled, and I mean, we got in.
Yeah,
so we got in. I mean, it's bottom line.
So those are the three steps. You got to know your goals. You have to stay in your lane when it comes to what schools you're applying to.
Yep.
Right. And you have to know your plan.
Know your plans.
Gotta have a plan. And just let me just emphasize one more time, being aware of the deadlines of when, you know, paperwork needs to be submitted and all that. Because if you miss it, these application cycles for most schools are once a year. If you miss it and that was your school, that was when you had all the numbers for, and you miss it, that's putting you a whole another 12 months beyond your goal, right? So you have to be aware of those things.
I think the final thing we wanted to say about all this, you know your goals, know your lane, know your plan. At the end of all this, once you've done all these things and you're sitting there, you just execute it.
Just execute.
You just got to get it done. You get it done. It all depends on how bad you want it. Like I said, we ate, slept, and breathed getting into CRNA school for 12 straight months.
It was like slightly obsessive.
Very much obsessive.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Time and like research and just saying like, hey, this is worth more than like us going out and having a good time tonight. Like, we want to study. We want to do well, because this was we want to get on our first try.
Right.
We that. Needed this cycle.
And, you know, Andrew is significantly younger than me. Besides being smarter and more handsome, he's also younger. So it's for me, I was sweating. I thought, if Andrew doesn't get in, cool. He literally has the rest of it. He has another like 6 years until he can still get in with me and still be on the same page. Like I literally have 6 years on this kid. For me, I was felt like, I mean, it's like do or die time, man. Like you're not getting younger. And so being dedicated like that, what was, a friend of ours, man, we're always quoting her. She must just be a she must be a wise person.
Man, she must have already been in CRNA school ahead of us.
She is,
too,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, she is an SRNA. Hope told us one time. She said, "You know, life that you're living today is a result of decisions you made 5 years ago."
Absolutely.
And it was like, I mean, that's so true. 5 years ago, I was like screwing around, going to the gym, you know, playing golf every day, enjoying my all the money I had from being a new grad nurse, and just loving life. Now, 5 years later, I'm trying to get into CRNA school. Instead of taking certifications, instead of taking extra classes and like knowing like, hey, I want to do CRNA school at some point. Now it's like, I need to get this done. I'm trying to get it done in a year, but I really like hosed myself by not doing this sooner. Yep. So that quote of hers was really spoke to me.
Yeah, no, that's a super good quote. And then the other thing too, I've heard so many people say they want to do this, but they don't execute it, right? And every time,
what's their excuse? Tell them the excuse. What have you heard so many times? I feel like I've heard it a million times.
I don't want to do the GRE.
I was going to say, I don't have time. I don't quite have time to do it right now. I don't have time to do it right now.
Dude, but every time you say that, you're putting yourself 12 months behind starting, right? Which puts you 4 years total now from being at your goal, right? Ultimately, that's what you want to do.
Totally.
Every time you're putting yourself 12 months behind.
Because again, those yearly cycles, like we talked about our friend who applies to the same school every 2 years or every year. Now 3 years have gone by. And just to put a fiscal amount on that, your average CRNA is making 180K a year. You know, she cost herself, what is that? 360, 240. I mean,
too much. Yeah.
340. Doll hairs by waiting by just like not I'm just not I can't do it right now I'll do it next year that year cost you $180,000
right
I mean that
by
insane.
The time it's multiple years go by you would have been done with school by now you would have been starting your family by then whatever it is
insane
yeah buckling down getting it done and sacrificing now and for the payout later.
I had a buddy who I was trying to get with Andrew before this, trying to get to go to school with me. And I said, like, let's do this, man. Let's do it. He said, I just really don't have time right now. That was the first time I'd heard somebody say it. She's like, I just don't have time right now. I said to Hope. Hope was like, why doesn't he do it with you? Like, he said he doesn't have time right now. She said, doesn't have time right now. The time's going to pass regardless of what you're doing. Dude, it's like so true, man. Yeah, the time's going to pass
regardless.
Every year that goes by, it keeps going by. You're not going to be in a better place in a year. You know, if you can't, there's always exceptions to this. If it's truly a time when you are physically unable to accomplish this, we completely understand.
No judgment.
It's not like that.
But this is a podcast about getting in on your first application.
first try.
Money back guarantee type of stuff. So.
Right. So we're just trying to say, again, if you just, 5 years ago, you wouldn't have ever thought this today. And when you look back 5 years from now, are you going to be able to say, yeah, I was doing this. I was putting my time in. I had my plan. I had my lane. I had my goals. Or are you going to be like, yeah, I actually really wanted to go to the amusement park that day and I didn't. And I set myself back another week.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't get that stat of I mean, $180,000. You miss it. And, oh, man. Nice, yeah. You hear all these people talk about, I don't want to. CRNA school is awful expensive. From what I've gathered, they pay you back. From what I've gathered, it's worth it.
We'll have a podcast about that someday. We'll interview some CRNAs and actually break down those numbers.
You talk to the CRNAs, and I'm not going to go into the money. I'll more just talk about the job satisfaction. You never find a CRNA who hates it. Every single one loves it, man.
Yeah. The one told me, one thing that's a little bit annoying is that during COVID, they stopped bringing in all of this catered food. That got a little annoying, but I'll be okay. I was like, what?
That's the worst part. He's what's the worst part?
Yeah.
You stopped catering my lunch.
Yeah, I was like, come on, bro.
I mean, it's worth it. You get a lunch? They let you eat. I mean, it's worth it. Your big picture stuff, it's worth it.
Yeah, and one last thing to say, man. This was the easiest part. Getting to school was the easiest part.
You go on Reddit. Yeah. You go on Reddit. You start looking through all this stuff. And you, every people always type like, what's the easiest way to get into school? How can I get in quickly? If you Google it, like, can I get into CRNA school with a 2.5 GPA? Can I get into CRNA school? What's the least competitive CRNA school to get into? Everybody's looking to get in.
The first, like, you know, search results that come up.
Yeah, you're not the only one out there who like wants to get into CRNA school without dedicating two years of your life to classes and just getting there. You're not the first one. But the one that always popped up, I like Reddit rolled my eyes, like, what a tool. But he was probably right. Someone was like, what? Why is getting into CRNA school so hard? It's so hard to get in. And they kind of worded it with like, is CRNA school hard? And the guy said, the easiest part about CRNA school is getting in. I was like, come on,
it's true, bro. It has to be, man.
But it has to be.
And we know that. I mean, it's funny talking with people or what CRNAs will tell you about their school process. It is rigorous, you know? And if you're not willing to buckle down now, sacrifice now, and put your time in now, there's no way you're going to put that time in over the next 3 years.
100%. Right? I mean, exactly. I mean, we talk about like, oh man, I did this for 12 straight months. I eat, slept, and breathed anesthesia for 12 months. Can you believe that? Yeah. And it's like, that was only 1 year.
Right.
If you look at it like, I did it for only 1 year. That was easy because I'm going to have to do it now for 3 years. That's the big pictures. This is 3 years. So, I mean,
absolutely.
You can't do it for 1 year. You're not going to do it for three. You know, I don't want to study for the GRE for 3 months. You're gonna go to graduate school for 3 years,
right?
You know, like, no,
you don't want to take the GRE because it's a hard test. What about taking biostatistics final?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I guess we're not lecturing. We're not trying to say that. We're just saying for ourselves, this is basically what we told ourselves at 4 a.m.
Yep.
This is what we told ourselves when we were skipping, hanging out with our friends.
Right.
We had to tell ourselves like, this is worth it. This is worth it. This is worth it. I was doing math problems in the car like, you want to do this? You want to do this? It was literally seventh grade math. I like went back to like, this is seventh grade math I'm struggling with.
Whatcha?
You want to do this?
Fractions.
You want to do this? You want to do this?
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, but that's it. CRNA school in 3 easy steps.
Yeah.
How do you get in? Know your goals. Know your lane. Know your plan.
Absolutely.
And then you just execute it. Did you want to talk about our stats really quick at all? People always ask. People always ask the stats. People are always asking stats.
Okay, yeah.
What are your stats?
Dude, I feel a little embarrassed now saying I don't know my exact science GPA, but approximately it was around a, I think it was like a 3.5.
I know your science GPA.
What was my science GPA?
It was a 3.52.
Okay, 3.52 for science GPA. And then an overall GPA of like, I think it was like a 3.72 or something like that.
Correct.
Right around there.
You were almost exactly 2 points. I do remember that.
Yeah. And then GRE score, if I remember right, I was a 304.
You were a 304,
correct. It was a 152 and a 152.
Yep, you're a 304. 304.
Yeah. Screw writing section, I have no idea.
Right, yeah, yeah. I think you got a 3.5.
I think it was worse than that, man. It couldn't have been.
3.5 was the... I think it was
the
your
minimum.
Number.
Okay. 3.5. If it was, yeah, it was minimum.
I know you got a 3.5.
It was a struggle. Man.
Yep. So, and then experience. Tell them about your experience.
Yeah. So, I had, at the time of application, it was 2.5 years of SICU experience at a level 3 trauma center. It was a very wide, since we were a trauma center in the surgical, we didn't have a dedicated trauma ICU. So, we did have trauma there. We did open heart, a lot of vascular. And then we also had like open belly cases that were super sick. And then obviously the, COVID ICU throughout the latter half of my career there too.
Love it.
So that's about it.
So GPA, GRE, and then your work experience. Cool. Any certifications?
Oh, just CCRN.
Nice.
But everybody has that.
It's true. Every guy has a CCRN.
Right.
And then for what was your, like your volunteer stuff?
Yeah. So I had some mission trips under my belt from like previous times. That always like looks good, you know, on that. And then of course, I rave about the podcast, you know, on my like extracurricular.
You were the unit star. You were employee of the month. You had that on there.
I did put it on my resume.
You were employee of the month.
Oh. I have to mention one other one. Yeah. Not to toot my own horn, but I got the Daisy Award too.
Oh, yeah. A Daisy Award. That's a huge, that's great. That's
yeah,
a great
I did put
one.
That on my resume and yeah, so that's something they touched on too. Oh man, I don't know if we can talk about this. We'll talk about interview
prep. We can talk interview prep is like
that
its
will
own
be a whole
episode.
New episode.
That's its own episode, yeah.
Well, I was taken off guard. Okay. Yeah, so I think that about summed up I think my, like the all this, you know, numbers wise.
I think that's it.
What kind of applicant I was. So Ben,
oh,
what was your GPA?
So I was actually numbers wise, I felt like I was significantly worse than Andrew. My overall GPA.
He was a little bit of a surfer boy back in college.
A little bit of an idiot back in college.
Dude, 5 years ago, affecting where you're at now.
Correct. Right? 5 years ago, I was on the beach instead of doing stuff. So my GPA was a 3.49 cumulative. 3.49. My science GPA was a 3.36.
GRE, what was your GRE?
My GRE was a 307. I did pretty bad in math, which I knew I was going to do bad, but I even did worse than I expected. And then my English, I think I got like a 162.
An absolute whiz.
It pulled me. Apparently I'm quite British, quite prolific in the language. But
that's great. GRE. But hey, competitive GRE competitive score, numbers. What you need, right?
Yep.
In my opinion, which maybe we'd have to ask a panel, I think as long as you're above whatever like their minimum required is, like you should be, accomplished with that and happy
competitive,
with it.
Competitive, right? So they look at the whole picture. They always say they look at the whole picture.
Yeah, and if you're planning on reapplying to a school and they said, hey, GRE score was a little bit too low or question you on it, you better believe you'd be taking that GRE again as much Correct. As it sucks, and you have to improve upon
it. You just have to hit the numbers. If you don't hit the numbers, they're probably just not going to look at you for the most part, unless you can make up for it somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Because it's all, they always look at the big picture. Yep. They look at the big picture.
Yeah. So then what about experience-wise?
I had they always say 3 point this and 3 point that. And I was 3.5 years ER, and then I was 1.3 years ICU, and the first school we applied to wanted 1.5, and so that's why they didn't give me that interview. I remember that being,
and it was like a weird like past orientation thing that like it was.
That doesn't matter.
It was a mistake.
It's okay, but it was I had about 5 years nursing experience, and then decent. I was same as Andrew. A couple of mission trips. I was I volunteered as a camp nurse for a few camp nurses. I had a couple of certifications.
Just tossing out a couple of certifications. Let me pull out this plaque here. Very large with Benjamin Medina's name.
I had the CCRN. I also have the CEN and the CPEN, which is pediatric nursing. So it just makes you stick out. It can't hurt getting those extra letters.
Dude. And Ben always said this, man, whenever you're looking at like an email header or whatever it is, or your name, and you're seeing like, oh, Benjamin L. Medina, CCRN, CEN, CPEN, TCRN, he's like, man, this guy's so certified. Are you sure we're not seeing like CRNA in there somewhere, like DNP, or what's going on here? Certifications don't hurt. Great for interview prep and good for keeping the old noggin sharp for school too.
They help you. Yeah, it's just interview prep. Like you take you sit for. When I was still waiting to get into school, I was still studying. I still studied every day, and I was actually studying for the CSC. And it was all just like cardiac surgery stuff that helped me on my interview.
Right.
It's like not like, well, if I get, I gotta go get another test. It's like, no, this is just part of your interview prep.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk. Well, we got to do one on interview prep, but
solely on interview.
Those are our stats. And that is more importantly how you can get into CRNA school on your first try.
Two Male Nurses expressly disclaims any frustration with not getting into school on your first try. I guess something like that. But anyways, if you guys have any questions or comments or suggestions for future episodes, feel free to reach out in the email or on Instagram. More episodes will be coming. See you guys in the next one.